In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. My name is Kevin and I'm going to be leading our time together. Grateful to have the opportunity to do this and glad that you are joining us. Before we jump into our meditation for today, I did want to let you know that our October reading plan is available on the website either right now or in the next day or so. And so be sure to check in and download that. And we invite you to read along with us. So every one of these episodes, we're actually drawing from a scripture reading plan, what's called the lectionary. And we pick one of the texts from that day as our text for the meditation that we all go through on the podcast. But we want to invite you to engage with us as we read along with so many others around the world, reading through the scripture in a year. And so the reading plan will consist of both morning readings and evening readings, so you can begin and end your day in scripture, listening to the voice of God. And each of the reading segments consists of an Old Testament text, a New Testament text, and then a variety of the Psalms that you can read through and pray through as well. So we invite you to join us, read along with us in that. It's what I use for my daily scripture reading as well. And so we hope that that is helpful for you as well. Well, let's jump into our time together. I want to invite you to begin, as we have been, with a moment of silence, about a minute to just kind of still our minds and our hearts. I invite you to take that moment to slow yourself. I don't know what it is that you have been facing the past few days, what it is that you've got on tap for today, but I invite you to just step into the quiet and allow ourselves to be centered in the presence of God. And so let's go ahead and jump into that now. As you begin to slow your heart and your mind down, I invite you to use a breath prayer to slow and center yourself in the presence of God. Maybe something as simple as following the cadence of your breath as you breathe in, just Lord speak. As you breathe out, your servant is listening. Scripture reading for the day comes from James chapter 3, verses 3 through 12. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. You know, I think one of the defining marks and characteristics of our culture for probably the last 10 or 15 years has been this perpetual cheapening of our words. There's little value in the words that we say. We hold very minimal value in them. You know, we assume that the impact of what we say is minimal. In some way, social media has distorted our thinking upon this, and it's allowed a sort of flippancy in what we say to become the norm. You know, it's detachment from face-to-face interaction and that sort of embodied encounter with the other gives us kind of a false sense of anonymity that allows us to really speak without thinking. And here James, you know, he posits this stark contrast to the way and the value that we place on words. I consider the perspective that he has. I mean, the imagery he uses is very strong and vivid. He says, in the same way that small bits in the mouths of hoarders steer the whole ship, or the whole horse, or a rudder in the back of a giant ship steers the whole ship. He says, so too your words have this deep formative shape to your lives. It's interesting that he says, you know, we can tame any creature. We've been able to tame any animal in the created world, but no man can tame the tongue. It is this voracious part of us that kind of, you know, Jesus would say that it's from the overflow of the heart our mouth speaks. There's this intimate connection between who we truly are and the words in which we speak. You know, this opening section in the text that we read today really speaks of that powerful nature of our words. You know, again, it's something so frequently that we take for granted in a world that's saturated with noise and headlines and tweets and posts and comments and rage. Our words have been cheapened. We think that they have no value. They're just hollow. But the reality is our words are generative. They actually create things. They create realities. They bring things to life, or they destroy things. They steer worlds in one direction, or they drive them into the ground. It says your words have the ability to tame a horse like a bit in the mouth, or like a spark that lights up a forest. It can destroy everything in its path. See, we need a restored vision of the power and the impact of our words. But then also notice where he goes a step further in verse 9. James details the reality of the very hypocrisy of those who take our words cheaply. He says this, he says, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. You see, James is really point blank. He says the same mouth that worships God should not be the one that defames his very creation. There must be a consistency between our words and our actions, between what our heart believes and what we speak about the true nature of reality. In some ways, our words are a litmus test for the very condition of our hearts. Where are you at in this? How are you when you're speaking to your family, to your kids, to your spouse? What comes out of your mouth when you're speaking with coworkers at your workspace, when you're posting on social media, when you're talking with those you disagree with? How do you speak about our politicians and our leaders and our neighbors and our friends? What you say comes from somewhere. It comes, again, what Jesus says, from the overflow of your heart, from the center of who you are. And James goes on and says, listen, a fig tree cannot bear olives, a grapevine cannot bear figs, a salt spring cannot produce fresh water. He says there is a deep hypocrisy if you say one thing about who you are and yet your words communicate something altogether different. He says you cannot worship God with one part of your mouth and then at the same time dehumanize and deface his very creation. So what I want to do this morning, so I want us to spend a few minutes with the Holy Spirit just asking a few questions about what our words might be communicating about the condition of our heart. So I invite you now to slow down. Again, take a deep breath and invite the Holy Spirit here. And I want you to open with just spending a moment meditating on the imagery that James uses. Think about the power of your words. Consider the images of a bit in the mouth of a horse, a tiny bit, or a rudder on a ship, or a small spark that sets the forest on fire. Do you consider the power and potency of your words? you consider that what you say, what you type, what you think about others has this level of power to create good or to destroy. I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to highlight the ways that you're flippant and careless with your tongue. Now I want you to consider the imagery of hypocrisy that James paints. Do you speak ill of others with the same mouth that worships God? Invite the Holy Spirit to highlight the ways that you're hypocritical with what you say and what you think about others. How have you been careless with your mouth? The ways where you have not used your words to build up, but instead have used them to destroy. Spend just a moment with the Holy Spirit seeking forgiveness for that. What would it look like for you to take the power of your words seriously? Be it with your spouse, your kids, your friends, your roommates, what you post on social media. Are your words indicative of the true, regenerate life that the Holy Spirit has birthed within you? Then as we close, I invite you to just ask the Holy Spirit to highlight what is the next step for you in taking your word seriously today. Is it seeking forgiveness from someone you've hurt? Is it resolving to uplift and encourage someone today? Or is it just to become more aware of the reality of the power of your words? Ask the Holy Spirit for courage. Now let me close with our prayer for today. It says this: O God, the author of peace and lover of harmony, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any of our adversaries. Through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.